Oh.
Silent.
Well, good morning, Morro Bay. Today is Thursday, January 19th, and I would like to call to order the monthly meeting of the Tourism Business Improvement District. For the record, the time is 9:01 a.m. I think it's about the closest we've ever been to an accurate start time, so it's a good way to kick off the new year. Now we'll establish a quorum of our board members present here today. From my right to left, we have Maggie Jurin, Taylor Newton, myself, Aaron Graves, and Charlie Yates. First item on the agenda is public comment. Members of the audience are welcome to step up to the microphone and express any public comment. Seeing no public comment, we will close that portion. And now we'll move on to item number three on the agenda, which is approval of minutes from the December 8th TBID Advisory Board meeting. And we're looking for recommendations and discussion. Board, I imagine we all diligently reviewed these meeting minutes. And do we have any discussion on those minutes? If not, that's okay. We don't have to make anything up.
I'd just like to make a motion to accept the minutes as written.
Okay.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Hello. Yes, it is.
Looks like Charlie's microphone. AV guys, is Charlie's microphone working? Okay. Charlie just made a motion to approve the minutes as stated. Do we have a second on that motion?
I second that motion.
Second from Taylor. Seeing no public comment, all in favor? Aye.
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 Any opposed?
And I abstain because I was not present.
All right, so we have three in favor and one abstention. We will file, receive and file. Item four on the agenda is the November TOT report, which will be reported by our tourism manager, Jennifer Little.
Good
Jennifer,
morning.
Take it away.
So, by the way, I'm just back from ABA. I got back yesterday afternoon. It was a really great show and saw a lot of tourism operators. So I think we have some great leads for us for this next season, which is good. So going into the TOT report, so we have our complete one that's very user-friendly, just has the big simple numbers on it. Mm-hmm. What I wanted to mention on that is the box that's in the upper left-hand corner, that is the STAR report. And that is a voluntary report that is issued by this company. It does not have complete hotel numbers. So if you'll notice, the numbers are slightly different than ours, that is why. But it is nice because you can see all the other cities and where we fall compared to them. So that's why I want to include that on there, even though it's not 100% accurate. So November occupancy for us was up 5% compared to 2016. And I got to tell you, I'm surprised and I'm thrilled because election year, elections are traditionally very tough months when you have a presidential election. So I was glad to see that growth. Most communities in San Luis Obispo County had a decline in November. So good for us. I think part of that was we did our Kids Get Free Stuff promotion for that month, did very well. And that was a promotion that included all the hotels, so I think that made a big difference. We had the Morro Bay Triathlon at that same time, which was a visitor-serving event. And we had really good weather. We had 2 days that were over 80 degrees in November, so that's always a really good thing. Is there any questions I can answer for you guys on it?
The only thing I'd like to see is, you know, for clarification.
Yeah.
Is that the data on the left-hand corner be denoted as STAR data.
Okay.
That way people will know, anyone
great
looking
idea.
At the infographic will go, okay, I know where that information came from. I also think that it's important that we continue to request all lodging to submit to STAR. I think that it's, you know, it's anonymous. I've had to go out of the area to find competitive set data, and it's tough because we want, you know, for us, it really makes a lot of sense for everyone to submit this anonymous data. It gives everybody a tool, and it makes us more complete in the thing. So just want to say.
Any other comments from the board? None? I did have some thoughts on this. Our occupancy was up by a small margin, but still that is out. Actually, excuse me, it's not even a small margin. 5 points up is tremendous. That is a great gain. Our ADR was up modestly, and I think that is a tremendous, I want to give accolades to the Morro Bay community in their rate pricing. If we look at the STAR report here as an example, we noticed the one that jumps off the page the most is Pismo Beach. Year over year, they pushed their rate $13, which is a tremendous increase. And as such, their occupancy then dropped about 7 points. And so we do find some hoteliers, and it's normal, they want to increase their overall revenue. But in the case of Pismo Beach here, the RevPAR slightly declined by about 70 cents. And not really making any great gains. In Morro Bay, our overall RevPAR, which is a metric that hotel brokers such as myself, we know and love, we came up a couple of bucks. Holding rate, not gouging the customer, and allowing occupancy to increase. As our occupancy increases, those are more guests to come back to us next year and the year after that. So when I look at this STAR data, it shows the overall philosophy of Morro Bay is outstanding, and our promotions, I'm sure, did a big part of that. That's all I have for questions or thoughts here, so we'll move on to the next item. We'll open up TOT to any public comment. Seeing no public comment. Move on to the fifth item on the agenda, which is the TBID monthly meeting date change. We've had a discussion of this on a board, and looks like the Deputy City Manager, Connie, would like to have a discussion and a staff report on this.
Yes, just really simple, looking to shift the date. Last time we met, there was discussion, and the discussion was the reports on staff wasn't coming out on time. For on the finance side, and there was also discussion when we dove deeper, so we were advised by the board to look into, let's see why the reports aren't coming out. So we met with the finance department, realized that it was a tricky month, and the hotels, they don't, you know, although there's 30 days to turn it in, they don't turn it in the beginning of that month. So majority of the hoteliers, what they're telling us, will turn it in the last week. And so it's tough on a Friday when our staff is part-time in the finance, who actually does the accounting. So we came to the conclusion that the best thing is if we could push it back and try to hold that date to the fifth. Yeah. Just to give us a bit more buffer so that we can have this report out. So if we shifted this meeting to the third week, it helps staff, and also it helps the board get the report on time. As we can see, Jen has a great report, and we can see the RevPAR, ADR, occupancy rate. So that's the reason to shift it to the third week. So if that works for you.
We need a motion.
Yes. Okay. And to elaborate on that a little bit more here so the public fully understands, since these are public meetings, we want the public to come out and visit us. The agenda, as well as all the attachments, must be posted 72 hours in advance. Is that correct? Mm-hmm. So it just creates such a time crunch. We want accurate reporting. By pushing the meeting 1 week down the line, it gives plenty of time for that 72 hours, and that does not take into account weekends. So Jen, are you about to add something?
I was just going to say it's going to be the third Thursday.
Third Thursday, as opposed to second Thursdays. That 1 week, plenty of time to report accurately. So I believe, board, we're looking for a motion to approve Akani's staff report and his recommendation of moving to the third Thursday of every month.
I make a motion that we move it to the third Thursday of every month based on the recommendations from Alani.
Thank you, Maggie. And can we have a second?
I second that.
Thank you, Taylor. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, motion passes 4-0. Next item on the agenda, we're 10 minutes in. Look at us. I feel like our microphones are on fire. Okay, item 6, update for possible modification to the T-bid. Presentation here from the Deputy City Manager and a recommendation to the board.
Thank you. So on November 10th, 2016, T-Bid directed staff to return in December with an analysis, and we showed various rate scenarios for the assessment area. The potential impact of vacation rentals and RVs if they were to join the T-Bid. In the December meeting, T-Bid advised staff to get together with certain T-Bid members and create a public outreach strategy with the outreach team. So we met together and we returned so we're returning today with a plan and an update. So we came around full circle, you could say. We went from different phases, different scenarios. And I think what we came up with the outreach team was the overall impression was to retract at this time on the modification to the T-Bid and to continue focus on excellence in tourism. I think that was a key because of the transitions that has happened on the T-Bid and in tourism. And we just, if anything, didn't want to rock the boat in a way. We want to create value first and continue, if anything, continue creating that value. Jen has done a superb job. And if anything, it's just maintaining focus on that and continue working with the T-Bid on focusing on that excellence and whatever we need to do to increase value first. So that's, that's basically it.
Thank you, Ikani. Mm-hmm. Now, I know the subcommittee was comprised of yourself, Charlie here, and I believe Jen had some thoughts on that, and Maggie was part of that as well. In reading the staff report and getting kind of a summation of it, there's a word that you've chosen here, and I would like to really commend you on that, is the city's looking to show excellence in tourism, and that will then gain the trust of the community wholeheartedly. And I do believe so, and I do believe we're on track to show that excellence. So thank you for those thoughts. Is there any more discussion by the board? And then we'll open up to public comment.
I have a question.
Taylor.
Yeah, so I'm going to ask this in my words. I wasn't on the board, so.
Okay.
What you're saying, Connie, is that we had talked about adding like vacation rentals and trailer parks and RV stuff like that. And that would be the potential change that was being discussed?
Yes.
So what you're saying then is that in lieu of that change being discussed, and let's remember that this change has been discussed for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
This is not new. We're deciding to hold off on that to prove our excellence and continue our excellence in doing what we've been doing. Correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so let me jump back a few years. Weren't we doing an excellent job before? I mean, tourism's up for the last decade, right? So how long do we wait to prove ourselves? I mean, it seems to me that like we just did this huge change to continue to move forward. And we changed from being a nonprofit, what I was on before, I'm the last remembering member from that. And that was a huge change from what was happening before that. And now we're saying that before we add this piece that maybe could be argued should have been part of it in the beginning, we're going to prove, with quotations, our excellence. Well, from my point of view, we already proved it. I mean, to be honest, logically, to me as a scientist, the questions in the beginning, I mean, these vacation rentals and RV parks should have been part of it from the beginning. So what do we need to prove?
Great point.
If I was owning a hotel and I was contributing money, which I'm not, because I'm just a business guy, I would want everybody to participate that's benefiting from this so that we can all move forward, because that's what we've been doing. That's why Jen's here today. That's why you're here today.
Yeah.
So I disagree that we need to prove anything. It's already been proved. I think we need to add them. And I don't know why we haven't added them yet. Because I've been adamant about adding vacation rentals and RV parks since I joined. And I'm the only remaining member. I mean, how long have I been doing this for? Okay? Did I make my point?
No, you very, very clear. So okay. I appreciate it. Thank you.
I'll give you some thoughts, Taylor. As a hotel owner, I know that a lot of our advertising dollars are benefiting vacation rentals. I know they're benefiting people that are not paying into this fund. So frankly, is it fair for them to pay in? Absolutely. When we look at our TOT report here, we roll back, we see income generated from motel receipts. Now, why the let's say the trailer parks, for example, do not pay into the T-bid, which directly promotes their business, they are still paying out on the TOT receipts, as well as the vacation rentals. We watch their gross receipts are moving virtually parallel to the hotels. So the relationship is very well determined. Our concern, and I think the, we're getting a little bit of pulse from the community as well, that the T-bid and the nonprofit, yes, have been showing excellence for years, and I completely agree. We're afraid the argument's going to be, well, the city has only been doing this for a few months now. And now that the city has absorbed it, now the city is going to extend out and try to absorb more people in a short time. So while I think that it's perfectly fair for the vacation rental trailer parks to pay in, we're afraid there's going to be that pushback. And I think we wanted to have the city show the continued excellence for a 12-month time frame at least to say, look, nothing's changing. We're making good steps forward, because there has been a lot of the rumors that the city was going to come in and blow the whole thing up and tear the fund apart and be the big green monster. So the passion you throw, I love it. And that's actually how I feel as a hotelier, because they're getting benefit and they're not paying into this. And to be clear, it's really not them paying into this. It's their guest paying to advertise their property. It's a pretty sweet deal. But I think that realistically, the community is going to say, the city's only been doing this a few months, the city's gonna destroy this, and they're gonna wanna absorb more dollars in the process. So it just seems prudent to give it, say, a 12-month window. The city's doing great, we're still all continuing to work together, there are no hard feelings, and then take a proposal out to the community. When that happens, I'll be one of the first people out there with a petition, honestly. But, so give me your thoughts, we're talking here.
Okay, so,
you see what I mean?
Okay, so logically, if the city fails, if the city sucks at this job, which seems ridiculous. I mean,
we've all heard it.
Professionally, yeah. We're all moving forward. I mean, none of us want to fail, so we should all achieve. Therefore, like, okay, let's take worst case scenario. What if the city does fail? Wouldn't one of our solutions be to add them the vacation rentals and RV parks anyways? Because by having their more money, we do a better job. I just feel like when you know something's going to happen, get it done. So, for example, let's go back to one of my favorites. I don't think fireworks are supposed to be part of Morro Bay in the future. Get it done. Stop having fireworks in Morro Bay. Stop the argument. End the drama. So again, like, if vacation rentals and RV parks are supposed to be part of the T-bid, hasn't that been proven already? I don't need the city to prove anything to me.
And we're all preaching to the choir, because we know the work we're doing. We know it's good. We know the momentum hasn't really changed at all with the shift. But I think our concern is the community. I don't know if they've completely agreed with that just yet. So before we reach out and try to envelop more people into it, they're going to view it as the whale monster coming through, just eating up more and more T-bid dollars. So that was the committee's recommendation. But I respect what you're saying. I really do.
Yeah, it just seems unfair.
Yeah. Maggie, do you have any thoughts down there? I know you represent vacation rentals.
Yeah, and I understand. I definitely understand what Taylor's saying too. The other thing that shouldn't be a contribution to this, but the vacation rental business is in total flux right now because of the regulations and stuff they're trying to put in place, the moratorium, and I would be in favor of letting it go for a little while longer and get some of that washed out, because otherwise you're just pushing a lot of stuff. You know, there's going to be additional regulations and modifications. We've already begun to get some communication about that. So from a vacation rental manager's perspective, there's a lot of flux there anyway, and I think that the community might be more receptive if we can get past that first hurdle of understanding what the regulations are going to be related to vacation rentals. And then
that's a good thought, Maggie. What are your thoughts from the vacation rental community on that timeline to iron out these wrinkles?
I would agree with it. I think you're exactly right on to say that the community is going to perceive it as a, you know, if they're aware of the fact that that there's been this transition from being an independent board to coming under the city's mm-hmm. domain. I think that would be a very logical and very active pushback you would get from the community to say, well, isn't this the city just given, you know, taking more money? So it would be, I think as I stated in our subcommittee meetings, I think you're going to get a huge pushback anyway from it, but on it, which of course, you know, that's the monster we have to tackle. But yeah, my perspective is that it would be a hard sell right now.
Do you think that 12 months under the city auspices would be enough duration? Say revisit this towards the end of next summer. We know things are going to decline.
I do.
Taylor.
So logically, so like, how long if we were to try to make the T-bid applicable to the vacation rental, they're paying in now. Like, we want to just pursue that now. How long would it take to make that change?
We had the discussion with Scott Graham, Iconi, and a few of us. Essentially, it's a self-assessment. So the vacation rentals themselves have to want this. We cannot mm-hmm. impose this upon them. We need 50% plus one vote.
Right.
I believe, is that correct, guys? To enact it, of everything, of the greater constituency. But you want the people being brought into this to have wanted it and not to be have forced into it. And that's when you create not a sense of community. And we're trying to bring the community together,
right.
not tear them apart. So my understanding is this would be about a 3 to 4 month process. Does that seem about right? A quarter and a half, somewhere in that neighborhood? So
yes.
Does that seem right?
So when we talk about the process, there's, and again, it depends because the process is there's the 89 and then there's the 94. So the question is, because there's two routes and those two routes, 89 is quicker than the 94. So if 94 is not even a question, then 89 can happen within 3 months. 94 gets longer because you have to petition in the beginning and you have to create a plan, and that's when we'll probably reach out to one of the law firms like John Lambeth, Civitas, or somebody who they do that. And so that would take not only the noticing, and I think the noticing is about 3 months, but before you even notice and you have the first initial, it's about 3 council meetings. And 3 council meetings spaced within 45 days. But before that, you have to petition. And so petition happens, 50% plus one of hotels, VRs, and RVs, whoever is for it, would come up before that 3 months. So however it takes for 50% of hoteliers to sign a petition, that's in addition to the 3 months. So just could be 6 months. It just depends.
And some of the distinctions there between the 89 Act and the 94 Act, there are subtle differences. One of the major ones is the 94 Act goes on for 5-year duration before coming back up versus the 89 Act. At a county level, we instituted the 94 Act 5 years, giving us time to really focus on the job at hand and prove the excellence as opposed to having it be a revolving door every year. Excuse me. To come back open and open again. So we may want to incorporate shifting from an 89 to a 94 Act and simultaneously bring that proposition out to the vacation rentals and the RV parks. It's so probably about 6 months all in all, realistically.
So being generous with a 2-year, with a 1-year waiting period to make that decision plus a possible, let's maximize it, year. So you're talking about 2 years.
No, if we started on this, let's say it's under the city's auspices mm-hmm. for 1 year. So we wait till this July. At that point, we say the city's been running it for a year. Here's our numbers. Here's our stats. Here's our expenses. You know, here's the full picture. We have a 12-month trailing 12 to look at. At that point, I would advocate, then we reach out to the vacation rentals, trailer parks, and say, look, we want to shift to a 94, give it more long-term stability. So from there, let's say it takes us 6 months. So it could probably be January of next year at this time we bring them in.
So then at that time, are you saying that they wouldn't have the same complaints that they always had, that they don't want to join? Because, I mean, like, if I was masterminding this whole thing, I would have made them part of it before I changed it to the city, because that would have put more money into the coffer beforehand, wouldn't have made this argument possible. That would have been the smart move on a chessboard. That wasn't done. I would think that if I was an RV owner, or if I was a vacation rental owner, I would want to say no as long as possible if I've been saying no all along. Because if I understood the process of the marketing and the T-bid and how my money helps us get more people here, then I would have said yes in the beginning. So again, I'm coming back to, what are we talking about? Is waiting a year going to make any difference? And I still don't feel like you've proven to me that it will. So going back, I really do believe that the T-bid process, money going towards marketing for tourism, benefits everybody, and the more we spend on it, the better we do. And it benefits everybody, and we need to move forward. And tourism is the most important industry in Morro Bay, and that's what we've got Connie here. I mean, this is what we're doing. So let's do it better. And I don't think waiting a year is going to make any difference. And if I was a vacation owner or an RV rental owner, whatever, my argument would still be the same now or in a year. The city doesn't need to prove anything to me. So anyway, I disagree, and I think that we've totally talked about this enough.
You guys get to vote on it.
Can I say one more thing?
So yes, Maggie,
one thing that I want to clarify, and this came up in the subcommittee too, and almost to Taylor's point, if I'm understanding you correctly, that what's going to happen is all the hoteliers will get to vote on whether or not it's not the vacation rentals and RV parks that will vote independently to opt themselves in. It's a total population. Is that correct?
Voting for
bringing,
in the petition.
Yeah.
So the petition's only needed for the 94. So first of all, if you decided as a board to move forward with the 94, when I say move forward is in the process, move forward with the process, VRs, RVs, hoteliers, any lodging, their vote counts towards that 50% or one. But
wow.
As we know, it's about 15%-ish VR and RVs represent the piece of the pie.
Yeah,
so that's
done
what
deal.
I'm saying.
Every hotelier is going to vote for that. And quite honestly, again, speaking from a vacation rental perspective, why does someone else get to vote on you as hoteliers voted it in as an independent group for yourself? And I should say we. I wasn't a member. I wasn't a hotelier at the time. But that happened. Why then do they now get to vote to bring us in? Why wouldn't it be an independent vote? And I understand it's
great,
probably
great question. And I think because fall under the lodging industry. That's my two cents. I don't know if that's fact, but it's just kind of how it's written.
So, I mean, logically, again, like, if it is a done deal, if they're only 15%, it is a done deal, then let's get it done. Why wait?
Yeah, let's just impose it on them.
I think part of it.
That seems so.
I mean,
again, unfair.
Like, if we're in competition, if this is a race, who's moving fastest to win? I mean, if we're against Pismo, not against, but if it's a competition, a friendly competition, don't we want to win? So let's go win.
I think that we really need to look at the, again, we've been talking about this, and I'm fairly new, but we've been talking about this for years. My background in this, the understanding is that they pushed the 84 through without the, or 89 without the RV parks, without the vacation rentals, because they wanted to do it quickly, get it done, and they didn't want to have a fight with folks, especially some very vocal individuals, and wanted to make it a pleasant thing that we could actually get going for the city. It's evident in the data that RV parks and vacation rentals are benefiting from the City of Morro Bay's tourism promotion, from Visit San Luis Obispo County, and Visit California, which they pay into, and Brand USA. So again, sitting on the committee, one of the things we really wanted to do is be inclusive and not ram it down the throats of the RV parks and vacation rentals. We wanted to prove again and bring these people to the table and have them join the board and be part of building tourism in the city of Morro Bay. Not, I'm a vacation rental and I don't care, I'm an RV park and I don't care. We're doing all these great things promoting Morro Bay. You're benefiting, they're benefiting, and they're not paying in. It isn't fair. The data is there. It proves that the vacation rentals and RV parks are benefiting. And so why shouldn't they pay in? However, we don't want to ram it down your throats, make it a demand. We want to open the discussion, bring these folks to the table, and have them help us make decisions to benefit tourism. Again, it's a real slippery slope between the two different ways that this is done. My suggestion is we hire someone like a Civitas. We hire a professional who knows how to do this so that we can make it inclusive and not we're going to push it through. I think that we need your voice, Maggie, and we need the voice of the RV parks for tourism and for tourism marketing. It's really important.
So I one more last thing. Like today the room's empty here, and you have an opportunity to discuss this right now. And in my experience, I mean, I've been coming to city council meetings for over a decade and involved, and I know that when something needs to be debated, especially in Morro Bay, we love to show up and talk about it. There's nobody here today. This is on the agenda. If we go back to like ancient politics, I mean, Man for All Seasons, Thomas More, my silence is a yes. So if I don't show up, that means I don't got nothing to say, and go ahead and move on that. That's classic. So I mean, if they were disagreement, this is their opportunity to talk about it. They're not here. So I'm thinking they're saying, yeah, go for it, Taylor. That's a great idea. Keep moving forward. Thank you for being up there and putting all your free time into this. You're welcome.
Taylor, just permission to speak. I appreciate your passion, and you know what Aaron said is keep that passion, because and I think when you're saying what you're saying, I think the biggest concern is you don't know the. You're not sure if we're going to wait for 5 years, or are we going to wait for 10 years, or are we going to wait for a few months? And I think what I would say, as staff, we're advised by the board. So when the board, you tell us you're ready, we're at your beck and call. So I just want to let you know from the staff side, if anything, I'm smiling. When you're talking, I love that passion, because passionate people, they get things done. So I appreciate that. I just want to say, You as the board advise us, and we'll move forward. When the time is right, you tell us, and we'll move forward. So,
and a question I have, you know, we were talking about a year waiting to be able to prove with numbers excellence and then go through the vetting. Yeah, mid-July, yeah. So really 6 months. But is there any way we could do overlap, begin to do, you know, when we in the subcommittee we talked about having some beginning to have some kind of town hall meetings with some of the vacation rental and RV park. Do you think it would be risky to try and start doing some of that to overlap and accelerate the process a little bit? Was the outreach committee pretty adamant about saying, let's wait and get the numbers? Do you follow what I'm saying?
I do, Maggie. I think that as a board, you have to decide move forward or don't.
Oh, okay.
And if you want to move forward, then we could start doing those. Mm-hmm. It's very time consuming to do this as far as doing the town halls.
Yeah,
and
okay.
Like you mentioned before, most of the vacation rentals don't live here in town, so you're asking them to come in as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they need to know it's on the docket, mm-hmm. the possibility of happening, you know, for them to come in.
Yeah. Okay.
So we've had a great discussion. I don't think there's any more points or thoughts. Now, to stay on portion with the agenda, staff report here, there's no public comment, just to make note of it. There's nobody in the audience at the moment. We are looking for a motion on the staff report, and the staff report here is the Public Outreach Subcommittee, and the staff recommend that the T-Bid Advisory Board maintain the current T-Bid structure and not make any changes at this time. So we're looking for a motion on the staff report. Board?
I want to make a motion that we don't do what the staff report says.
Okay.
I want to do the opposite of that, and I want to pursue going forward with adding vacation rentals and RV parks to the T-Bid.
Okay, we will make a note of that then. Taylor is noting essentially the antithesis of this. So to keep this on target and reportable for city, we're going to vote on the staff report as Econi has presented it. He's made a motion. Do you have a second? Okay, thank you, Lori. Do we have a second on Taylor's motion? Seeing no seconds, then I believe the motion, it fails. Okay. We'll go back to the original staff report then. on the TBID Advisory Board maintaining the current TBID structure, not making any changes at this time. Do we have a motion for that?
Yes, I make a motion that we adapt the recommendation put forth to wait on proceeding with the vacation rental and
not. No, actually, to give us, forgive me, Maggie, and maybe this is maybe not entirely appropriate protocol. Do we want to, as a board right now, since we're hot on this discussion, we've had a subcommittee meeting, give ourselves a date in this motion to revisit this rather than just kick the can down the road? Would that give a greater sense of conclusion at the moment?
I would be in favor of that. Yeah.
Do you want to add we revisit this then at the end of the fiscal year?
And should that date be after fiscal year ends July 1st, right?
Yes.
Or June 30th. Okay. So my motion is that we delay pursuing the vacation rental and RV park inclusion in the TBID until after the results of fiscal year 2016-17 are available.
So do you want to represent it at July TBID meeting?
Right.
At that point, we'll have the closeout for the fiscal year. We can see we can compare it under 1 year under the city versus the previous years. We have a trend at that point. In that meeting, we'll put on the agenda to bring this back up. We already have all the data from before, and we have an argument we can probably put forth.
Okay. Yes. So do I need to restate this?
I'm sorry, Lori. I know that's hard for you, too. Maggie, can you just restart the motion?
Okay, I'll try. I make a motion that we, as recommended by the Outreach Committee, that we delay the pursuing vacation rentals and RV park inclusion in the TBID till after fiscal year 2016-17 is available, and that we delay it till the July TBID meeting, July 2017 TBID meeting.
Thank you, Maggie. Now I hear Charlie saying he would like to add an amendment to that.
I would just like to continue meeting and schedule meetings of a task force to be inclusive of RV parks and vacation rentals and campgrounds, including Taylor, to join this so he can help us get this thing done one way or another, either in the 89 or the 94 Act. I think that we need to continue to meet and have the discussion that the RV parks, campgrounds, and vacation rentals are benefiting from what we're doing, and bring them into the fold and have them join us. And so that's my amendment, is to continue.
We'll tighten this up for you, Lori.
Focus. Yeah. Focus again.
Yeah. I would just like to add that we continue to meet on a monthly basis, the task force. And I'd be happy to lead that with staff. That's all.
So there's a set.
Are you happy with how these, or do we need to restate this once?
Does Maggie agree to the amendment to her motion?
Yes, I do.
You got to come and meet with me, Maggie.
Yes.
I agree with
the
amendment.
The question is, you mentioned adding Taylor, but that would then have three of your meetings.
You can't do that.
That would not.
I can't add
to it. I would just like to meet then individually with Taylor to discuss this.
Okay.
We don't have a Brown Act.
Lori, since you're... You're in charge of records. Should we tighten this up, or is that sufficient?
I would just like to second the motion, adding that we continue to meet on this topic.
I'm looking to Lori for confirmation. Is that good, or should we just start the whole thing over? Sufficient? Okay, so we had Maggie's motion. Charlie seconded the motion with additional amendment. We're looking to Maggie to confirm Charlie's amendment. And she confirmed
it?
Yes,
I do confirm.
Okay.
I do.
Now we're looking for a vote from the board. All in favor as the motions as it's been stated and amended?
Aye.
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 All opposed?
No.
Any abstentions? Seeing none, the motion passes 3-1. And that was a vigorous discussion, board. Thank you. And Taylor, sincerely, thank you for holding your ground. That's what we need as a board, is contrasting ideas. That represents the community. So, seriously.
I think that, you know, I'm the only one that doesn't have a hotel or vacation rental RV. I think it's important for me to take that neutral ground and make arguments out there on the floor, because I don't have any, I mean, I just a guy.
You're just you. Most. All right. We are, I've concluded item 6 on the agenda, moving on to item 7, which is the marketing, public relations, and SEO optimization update by the tourism manager, Jen.
Okay. So I have several pages to go through with you. I want to talk about SEO first. Rick, who we've contracted with, started in December. And just so you have a background on him, he was one of the original architects of our site probably 8 or 9 years ago.
Richard.
Yes. So he's very familiar with morrobay.org and kind of what's gone on with it. And so he's been, his first month, his priority was to really go through the site and figure out where all the faults were, what was not, you know, working all the way through, what was working well, and really try to analyze how we push people through to hotels stronger than what we are right now. And interesting, what he found was, if you look at the chart that I gave you showing all of the numbers and how they've progressed through the years, so from 2015-16, they had 14,664 people hit on the site, and it's up this year. It's up over 22,000, but the majority of those don't go to the hotel page. They're going to events, they're going to attractions, they're going to different things. And so when he really dove deeper into the site, what he found is that there's been a lot of changes that have happened on the site. And one of the main things that has happened is the way you do your search. When you're in Google, you search, I'm looking for a hotel in Morro Bay, or I'm looking for a place to stay, or what do you say? And those terms have changed, and they haven't linked through every year. So in the last 4 years, we've changed agencies, and they've changed people that are doing the website over and over, and those have not changed. They haven't stayed static. They've changed them every time. And so we've been losing people getting onto the hotel page. And so what he's gone through and changed was he's added back into the search for Morro Bay hotels and motels, where what it has been saying is just places to stay, hotels, motels. Doesn't say Morro Bay at all currently. So that was really the first thing that he realized and has changed. So I'm hopeful that we'll start seeing that progress. We honestly have a long ways to go to get the numbers back to where they were going to the hotel search, but at least he's found that and he's moving on to the right track, so I'm really thrilled about that. So I'm going to go through some of the marketing stuff on top of that and kind of show you some things. So looking at, first of all, just the web stats that I gave to you. So interesting. If you look at the Jackrabbit referrals, they're 1,367. That's up almost 100% over last year. And he's telling us that the hotel searches are way down. So what that tells me is with him getting this fix, I mean, we should be really golden. This should really make a big difference for us as a community. So I'm really excited about that. You know, people are coming onto the site, they're just not moving over. So hopefully next month we'll see a little bit of movement. I wouldn't expect to see grand movement until we get back into the season when people are really searching to coming to a beach community, when you really start seeing the changes. Talking about the kids.
And Jennifer, yeah, can I interrupt just with a quick question? On those Jackrabbit referrals, I'm not that familiar with it. Are you able to track which ones actually convert into a stay?
I am not.
Okay.
So I can track them all the way going to individual hotels.
Right.
But not, I don't know if they've booked from there.
Got it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the unfortunate part. And something I wanted to mention for all of the hotels, if you're having any problems with Jackrabbit, please reach out to me and let me know. I know I've heard from one hotel specifically who's had problems with her reservation system not meshing well with Jackrabbit. I haven't heard from anybody else, so if there is anybody out there that's having problems, please let me know so we can figure out if it's one specific reservation system or if it's a Jackrabbit issue. We need to get that resolved, okay? Social media is growing really well. With social media, what we're noticing is a lot of the people that are pulling on there, that we're growing that page so strongly, they're not linking on to the hotel offers. They're really linking on to what's coming to Morro Bay. So they might secondarily look at a place to stay, but their first primary response is to look at what they want to do as far as an event. So I put up there on the PowerPoint the two top social media posts for December. The first one was the angels on paddleboards, which was pretty awesome. That was a video that was posted. And then the second one was Santa going across the rock out in the water at sunset. So both very environmental, you know, kind of positioning statements, not hard sell. But that seems to be where Facebook is really going, is people are staying on pages and they're not dropping off if they are feeling warm and enjoy looking at your page instead of just hammered on specific offers. So we're trying to meld those two together. Looking at the Kids Get Free campaign that just ended, so we ended up giving out 717 total passports, and we have 45 of them total was redeemed. The total cost on those redemptions for TBID was $51. So pretty high profit for getting those people into town with a small cost to us. The only cost to us was the kite. Everything else was donated by the different vendors here in town, which was really nice. So I think that was pretty strong. Hopefully next year it'll be stronger. I'd like to get some better offers for next year. One gummy shark. I'm not doing that again, probably. Isn't that funny? I know. So, winner for the birds. Of course, we're in the middle of this campaign right now, and it was really too bad that we had rain right coming into the Winter Bird Festival. Plus, with the road closing, that's really been difficult on us with Highway 41, and we've done a huge push to try to let people know how else to get here for that event. I know I did hear of some cancellation, so I'll be interested to see how our December numbers go. I don't know how your hotels were, or you have any insight, but it'll be interesting to see how they look overall with the weather and with the road closures, how we're gonna do for the month. So for the Jackrabbit and all of the promotions that we're running, those two ads that are there, that is a gift. So it flips back and forth, and that's what we get the best response with. So when you're on a page, it's not a static image. It flips back and forth, and you see what the offer is, and it follows you around. So we're kind of stalking you on the internet. So if you're looking at something and you might click on that, but you don't book, our ads just keep kind of following you around on your different pages. You'll see this is a common practice that people are using these days. We also have the restaurant passport that's out, and that, like the kids' passport, is at all the hotels. So again, I think that will be a really good success because it's available at every hotel. It's free to every guest. You don't have to have a minimum stay, and it has about $100 worth of offers from restaurants in town. And those offers are geared towards lovebirds, Valentine's Day, romance. So they're more of, there's wine offers and there's nice dinner offers, opposed to the kids that we had coming in the November market. So a little different. We're kind of shifting around who's coming to town and how we're going after them as far as marketing goes. The Lighted Boat Parade, you know, we didn't talk much about this last time. I don't know if you remember it. I told you that they were having some real challenges with their website. Their web person was really, really missing in action. They never found who was managing that. And so I talked to them about next year how we can get involved and help them more, and they are totally open to tourism helping them more with the parade. So I have some ideas, and I know Econi does too, of how we can better that parade next year, and could we possibly make it 2 days, and how do we sustain it if it's 2 days? Do we ask the major restaurants that are right there on the Embarcadero to each sponsor a boat? That's an idea that might go well, because then you're doubling your amount of boats and the quality of boats. So those are kind of the task things that I'm really looking at, is looking at how they've been doing and how do we better them for next year. I think that's kind of where I'm going on that. So that's pretty exciting. And hopefully we won't have rain. This year it rained, unfortunately. So we have two billboards. We have the one on Highway 1 and the one on Highway 41. The one on Highway 41, we were planning on switching that to be our room offer, but the cost is extremely high. It's a very large flex. It's almost double in size. Plus, it has an extension at the top. So the cost would have been astronomical to change it out for 2 months. So I just opted to not do it and focus on the Highway 41, which now it's closed. So I'm going to see if we can possibly get, I don't know, I don't think we get out of the contract, but see if we can get a discount for the next 2 months while they're, you know, people are not really driving on that road. So that was, unfortunately, again, bad timing. Not much we can do about it. That darn road, huh?
Yeah.
I already went over the SEO update. So now I'm going to talk about public relations and what's been going on here in town. And we've gotten some really good PR. This is a packet that's put together by Metal Marketing. Worth a Trip, I don't know if you're familiar with that, it's in the Bay Area. And they didn't used to pick us up a lot. They used to pick us up maybe once a year, and it goes out to San Jose, San Francisco. It's really, really a well-liked topic that's put out by NBC. And they've picked up several of our things just this last month. They picked up the Lighted Boat Parade, and they picked up the Winter Bird Festival, and they picked up our promotional discount, which is really great. And what's interesting is, this is a TV show that goes on NBC, but then they're printing, word for word, our entire press release on their online, which is pretty strong. It tells you that our PR firm is writing well, they're liking what they're picking up, and they're writing things that they're not normally getting. So that's really good that they're picking up that much for us.
And you said this one is a Bay Area?
Yeah.
That's good to see.
Yeah.
And it is just digital. It's not just online, not printed, right?
But it's not print. It's actually TV and digital.
Oh,
so this
okay.
is NBC. If you notice at the top, you'll see it says NBC. It's Bay Area for NBC.
Yeah, I saw that. And so they will mention this during one of their sessions.
Or they did.
Excellent.
Yes, they did.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's really strong. So I'm absolutely thrilled with that. I think that our public relations is getting stronger for sure.
I said that it's especially nice to see them having this success in Oakland since their strength is the Los Angeles market.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they came in, that's their strength,
yeah.
And to have them pulling up from the Northern California portion too, that's great to see.
Yeah. Do you have a question, Charlie?
No.
Okay.
Great.
Okay. So Independent Mail also did it's M-A-I-L, not M-A-L-E, also did a piece. And if you look at over on the right-hand side, it shows you how many visits they had, and there's a small little number that shows the links. Sorry, I didn't mention this before, but it shows the links to our page. And they're not strong, but, again, it's free publicity, so I'll take whatever I can get for free when you're talking about publicity.
The links are them just clicking onto our page after reading this thing on their page, right?
Right.
Okay.
So when Metal Marketing builds a press release, they build a lot of different hot links, so it might go to the event, it could go to the room offer. They might have two or three in every press release that we send out, so it just depends on which one they click on. It's pretty cool, huh? So KCBX is the Central Coast Public Radio, and Tom Wilmer, who is a Morro Bay resident, most of you probably know him. He's also a well-known radio host and a very well-known writer. And so he has done a couple really great stories for us. He's done one on the San Salvador, and then he did a radio interview with myself and Joan Solu and Mark Elderman from Metal Marketing talking about the Highway 1 discovery route. And his topic was about the Central Coast secret season. And so we sat at Togazzini's and talked for about a half hour, and it ran his whole show. It was really great. It was a 30-minute piece on his NPR radio, and that is broadcast nationwide. On interesting sidebar, on my flight back yesterday from Cleveland, the couple sitting behind me were coming to Morro Bay from Cleveland. They said they do it every year. They come out for 5 days. They absolutely love it. I was thrilled to hear that. I mean, that is a haul to get here from Cleveland. So California Destination, this was a family edition that was put together by Black Diamond, which is the UK component that we have in our public relations. And they promote a little farther out because they're coming from UK, so they were talking about the kite event that's coming in April. So that was a good little mention there. AP Newswire put out the bird story for the bird festival. And then you'll see there's a bunch of birding stuff behind it. That is California Watchable Wildlife did a good piece on it. Santa Monica Observer also picked it up for their story. I think we're going to see good play on it for February for the lovebirds. I think it's a really perfect topic and very perfect timing. Arizona Central magazine picked it up. San Francisco Business Times picked it up. Most of these are picking it up word for word. Again, like I said, picking up our press release, which is mind-boggling. It tells you that they don't have in-house journalists anymore. They're just, isn't that unbelievable? So different. It's so different. Silicon Valley Business Journal picked it up. That's good. That's a different clientele that's looking for getaways, probably a little more expensive. Same with LA Business picked it up. And it also went on the Yahoo Finance page, which is huge numbers, huge, huge numbers. MarketWatch picked it up, which is also big national online. Another pickup from Yahoo Finance. This was for the calling lovebirds for the winter birds. It's a lot, huh? Am I boring you guys? Good. So PR Newswire ran a story on it as well, so they picked it up from AP for the calling the lovebirds for winter. World News Report is a news desk that sends out to different conglomerates as well, and they picked up the Bizarre Foods when Steve was here shooting down at Togazini, so that was nice to see. Jet Setter is a blog that also picked up the story. I actually don't know much about that. I'm going to do a little research on them. I don't know how. They must have picked it up from AP Newswire. Trade Show Marketing picked up from PR Newswire. And then next one is Morro Bay. This is the AmericanTowns.com website. Picked it up. Pretty cool, huh? So something that we're doing in conjunction with that is we're doing a wildlife photo contest, getting huge response. So the reason why we did this during the Winter Bird Festival is to get some good quality photos that we can use for Morro Bay that we will own, that whoever wins the contest will give us their photos to use for Morro Bay. And if you go on the website and look at, we have some amazing entries. And they're going to win a $1,000 trip, just like we did in October. They're winning a $1,000 trip. It'll be two nights stay, plus dinner and lunch and breakfast and an activity of their choice. So it's hot. It's really, really hot. They're really enjoying it. And I'm going to do another one in the spring that goes to college photo students that's strictly for a grant for them to have school money. So I think that'll give us a whole different look on Morro Bay. Hopefully it'll be more active based, where this is all wildlife based. So it's a very different thought pattern. You guys have any questions for me? I kind of like threw a lot at you. Thanks. You guys are easy. We're like blowing through stuff today. Okay, so that's just a file and receive, Lori. So the last thing that we're going to talk about is the visitor's guide, which I am really anxious to get moving on. I made this little mock-up for you guys. So I'm proposing to change the size so it's more pocket-friendly. This was one of the things that came out from Roger Brooks' talk was he said those big magazines are antiquated and they're out of date. Don't do them. But people still like a little something to carry around. So you'll notice on my staff report what I was proposing was to do this pocket size. I'll pass them out. I have actually stuff for you to see. And then there is four different covers, so we'll print all four at the same time, and it'll just help keep it fresh through the year. So they won't always see the same cover. The contents will be the same. The guts won't change. The advertisers won't change, but we'll have four different covers. Now, the sample photos that you're looking at are just from my iPhone. They're my family and stuff, so don't think those are our final photos at all. No, we need to shoot photos that show the rock in the background so you can clearly see it's Morro Bay. Looking at the postage costs on the books, the old one that ran last year was $2.62 to mail out. This one would be $1.92, so that's significant savings. I'm projecting the printing cost to be around $12,000. The design, I'm actually doing this with an outside firm, not with Mental Marketing, somebody that I've used before, and he's very reasonable. I priced it out with Mental, and their price was a lot higher. So the design is $4,600, and then I'm estimating the ad sales to be right around $10,000. So projected $5,900 to maybe, you know, $6,000 to $7,000 cost for T-bid for this to be out for the year. So let me kind of show you what the two different looks are. So this is the first look. I simplified it down to just call the guide. And one of the things that I was thinking about looking at this is moving Morro Bay on top of the guide so that when it sits in a rack, you first see Morro Bay, and then it would say the guide underneath. I kind of like that it doesn't say visitor's guide. It's kind of a little hipper, little different take on it instead of Morro Bay visitor's guide, which just sounds like something my grandma would carry around. Sorry, Grandma. Sorry. So I didn't say my mom, at least. So this is a rack at our office, and I just put them in the rack. Again, we would have double spaces because it's half the width of our normal publication. It reads really well. It would read better with better photos and the, you know, font being really worked so you can really read it well. If you notice the one straight up in the center, that's our current one. You can't even read our name on it. So look at how big the California guides are. They're really strong names, and ours, you see the kayakers, but you sure don't see it that says Discover Morro Bay up in that little teeny corner.
Jen, how far, what's the radius these guys are distributed out? What other towns do these make it to outside of Morro Bay, or do they?
We will mail them to people if they request one, which we do quite a bit.
Okay.
We probably mailed 3,000 last year.
Okay.
Other than that, we don't really send them outside.
Okay.
We put them in all the hotel rooms, and we restock the hotels frequently.
So then really, phrase Morro Bay is a lot less significant. If they're already in Morro Bay, it's clearly there as the guide. Mm-hmm. Or if it's mailed out, the person's already requested it.
You're right. But I'll tell you what, Aaron, what I'm thinking about is when these are sitting like on a front lobby desk or in a rack at a coffee shop, if Morro Bay is up on top, would it be easier to read and quicker?
Perhaps.
I don't know.
I like the guide. I have to tell you, when I first saw these, when I was going through the report, I really liked that take on it. I think it's hip. Thank you.
Taylor?
I really like the guide part as well. It almost seems like you've created a new business for every city, the guide. But I do think that Morro Bay should be above it. Mm-hmm. Same here, but just above it, so you still get that marketing pitch of the guide, like it's the guide for everything. Like, I just got to town, what's the guide?
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that Morro Bay should be on the top because I think they need. We work for Morro Bay, not the guide.
Absolutely.
Question, do we have these available at the Hearst Castle Visitors Center and such?
Yes. We have a contract with Hearst, so they are up there.
That would be my number one care to have them there.
So a question I have is, we advertised in the one last year, and I'm looking at the rates. And so when you say a quarter page, you know, a quarter page on a full-size magazine is this big, right? This big. a quarter page here is going to still be that. I don't see the prices going down. As an advertiser, my only concern about this format is it is going to make things smaller. Mm-hmm. So I would ask that you try to make, I don't know how, you know, if there's going to be boundaries. I know in trying to design ours last year, there were constraints and you get a lot of white space, and maybe on these there won't. Have you guys discussed that much?
So the idea of going like quarter page versus a full page, mm-hmm. when you're setting up a publication to sell, usually a quarter page would only be in the back half of the book. They wouldn't be allowed in the front half of the book at
mm-hmm.
all.
Right.
So I know you're thinking physical size.
Right.
But a full page is a full page of whatever size that physical guide or magazine is. So in this case, full page would just be that new size.
One.
Half page would be half of it. Quarter would be quarter. I took out the eighth page. It would just be too small. Too small.
Okay.
Yeah. Let me show you one. I have one other look I wanted to show you. This was the second option on it. So Morro Bay is really strong, and then just says visitor's guide, small up the side. You like the guide?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then here it is in the rack. Still looks pretty strong. I think I'd probably tweak the type a little bit, so if it's in the lower racks, you still have enough to see the whole word Morro Bay on the top. That's all I have. In the staff report also I have, I'm sorry, I didn't put a slide up on it, but I have the, I think you have it, Maggie, shows the page for actually buying advertising. this is the advertising page for selling it. So I guess what I'm looking for you guys is, do you like it? Do you like going smaller? Do you like, you want to pick a look and let me run crazy with it?
I love the guide. Okay. I think that Morro Bay, yes, you're right, should be at the top. It being slightly tilted off kilter is kind of a nice fresh take. Pocket size is great. Now, but for branding consistency, will the elements of this guide then transfer into our website? Or has that been considered at all? Is that far too expensive?
What we have right now is we have a PDF that you can download on the site, and we do the same thing.
Okay.
You can download a version. Most people don't download.
Right. But I'm saying the overall aesthetic elements of this, do we want to incorporate this into the website or incorporate certain elements of our
probably
website
not.
Into this?
Probably not. I don't think I would
extensive.
At this point, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, our website is hobbling, and we need it to get strong. I don't think we should start changing that stuff out right now. I think we need to really work on the back end.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm really struggling with the new format, and I understand what Roger Brooks recommended as far as that the old being old style. When I think about, you know, if I go to hotel rooms and things, I still see it a lot. I still see the magazine format. And I personally like picking up and looking through a magazine format. To me, with this format, it blends in with everything else. Like you showed, when you showed the rack card, everybody, you know, everybody does a single rack card advertising their business, and this becomes one. I do agree with the fact that it's easier to carry around and more accessible, but I also look at the limitations of advertising in here. So it's not open, or correct me if I'm wrong, who is eligible for advertising in this? I know the hoteliers are.
Anybody can have an ad in there if they would like. It'll just be limited space, so it'll be first come, first serve. Hotels have first option.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm a restaurant or whatever.
Right.
Okay. I don't know. I'm on the fence about it because I agree with Aaron. I love the guide. I love that title. I think that's very cool. I'm just struggling with the format.
You know, we've been spending a lot of time going out to properties and handing out these restaurant passports, and all the counters are so full, and it just seems like a lot to ask them to put out a huge magazine on their front desk. Most of them don't. They usually put them in the rooms, but it'd be nice if we had them up front as well.
That is a good point, Maggie. When you look at the display case here, with it being narrower, while it would be much easier to carry, it is going to, its overall dimensions kind of conform to all the other pamphlets. But there's probably no perfect solution. Taylor, do you have any thoughts? Charlie? Anybody?
I do have. So for me, I know that as we travel in my organization, I collect stuff. And they're usually always this size are the ones that I end up the most of. The magazine size takes too much space. It doesn't fit in my pocket as I move around. I tend to collect the ones with my daughter as she travels with me that have maps in them. I love that the last page is a map. But I totally get what Maggie's saying about the classiness and the, you know, if I'm in a hotel, I'm trying to put my mind in someone else's body. Maybe I would like a magazine more, but for me and most of the people I work with, I would think that this smaller design would be better, mostly because of being able to carry it and put it in my backpack and stuff.
Quick question. We're giving, and I don't want to pass up on Charlie here at all, is there data supporting conversion rates, you know, collection rates from people at racks on sizes, something like that, so we're not just speculating?
No, there really isn't.
There isn't. Okay. I'm sorry, Charlie. Thoughts?
I always appreciate a magazine, but they seem to end up in the trash a lot, and this would, I think, would end up traveling better. You know, I'm always reluctant to put a competitor's advertisement in my hotel room, but something like this, a guide, I would really have that at the desk as a resource. So I like the new change. I think it's different. Would we still have a two place where there would be two different ones together, or would you reduce it to a one whole? Keep it two, then you've got, you could do two different covers next to each other. Kind of nice.
And not to beat a dead horse, but I go back to the fact that I don't remember what the cost was last year, but again, buying a half page ad last year, you basically got this much. and now you're going to pay that same amount to get this much. And I'm not looking at last year's pricing. So, as I said, I'm on the fence, and I think Charlie just made a great point about people picking it up more and actually hanging on to it in this format. But I don't know. When I'm looking at advertising at that, I think, okay, I'm getting less visibility. But
so
a lot to me, if it's, and also one last point, is if it's going to be called a guide, will there be some stuff that will be a comprehensive list of everything to do in the, as well as the advertising, some articles written about all the different activities available? Or will people have to pay for advertising to get that in there?
No, it'll have everything that our current guide has in it.
Okay.
None of that will change. And as a board, if you're worried about the advertising costs, that's a reasonable concern. You can make a decision, let's lower the advertising costs and pick up more from, make TBID pick up a little more on printing it. The printing is, I think it's very nominal considering it. Mm-hmm. It gets really good use.
I think this is an opportunity to invite RV parks, campgrounds, and vacation rentals to join us, and possibly at a discounted rate. You know, if we want to be inclusive and we want these people to join us and be part of this great tourism push that we're doing in our community, maybe we offer them a discounted rate. I'm just saying, we want these people to join us because we're all together in this fight. So kind of cool to get RV parks, campgrounds, and vacation rentals in the guide. So that's my suggestion.
I think it's a special piece of brilliance right there. Given their own VR and RV exclusive rate. Okay, and encourage more. Jen, is there some sort of a matrix where we can, I don't want to beat the dead horse. I know you're looking for approval on this. You need to move forward aggressively. But if we lower advertising price, we can increase the number of advertisers. I mean, have you done the analysis on this? Did we just arbitrarily come up with $10,000 in revenue? And
I based it on last year's book is what I did. And I don't think we'll gain any more advertisers. I think we're pretty well tapped out on who's going to go into the book.
Okay.
And there were a couple RV parks and campgrounds that were listed in there last year, just so you know, so they might like a discount.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Then sounds like a reasonable plan. Yeah. Board, is there any more discussion?
Taylor?
No, Maggie?
Just a clarification. So you have already solicited for advertisers in this?
I was waiting to talk with all of you.
Okay, good, because I didn't recall getting that. Okay, thank you.
Is there any, I know that we're limited on our budget, but 20,000 copies distributed in the visitor center, hotels, motels, campgrounds, RV parks, trade shows, consumer shows, groups, and mailed. I know that the Visit California, the visitor centers, is there any possibility of looking into doubling this or tripling our copies and possibly getting into a welcome center? I know there's a Pismo welcome center, there's a where's the next one, is in what, Salinas?
We can do that. We were in visitor centers before. We can go back in there. It was not with the guide. That's really expensive.
It's very expensive.
Probably have to just be a threefold brochure again.
And the reason we're promoting people to stay in different, come and camp, come and stay in an RV, stay in a motel, a vacation rental, do things in Morro Bay. I'm just thinking about, okay, I'm coming into the airport, into San Luis Obispo Airport. Are we there? Are people seeing it? And I'm just saying we already have a captive audience that's seeing it, so a lot of it's for the future. Thinking out loud.
I have no problem looking back into that. We had pulled it off because I don't know if you remember our discussion before. Taylor was talking about making paper airplanes with the brochures, and they're more fun for the kids in the backseat. I remember it very, very clearly. So I do think that it is a nice, viable place to be, and we are in very specific California Visitor Center. Pismo is a really strong one for us. You can look at it again. I think it would be well over what we should do financially, put these in there. Mm-hmm. So, but maybe Aaron can put him in his hotel properties in Pismo Beach. No?
Would love to. And it's funny because this does feel like we're kind of harkening back to the older conversation about pamphlets, their efficacy, and are they just being used as paper airplanes, and was that dollars in the right place? So we're going back in time on that one. And
let's
that's another discussion, and that's we need data. We really need data, I think, before we engage in that, because I don't know. I feel like as millennials become stronger, I don't know if they even touch those things.
And we can bring that for next time. Yeah. We can look at those for the next meeting if you want to.
Let's do that.
Okay.
So that is a future. I'll make a note of that here for future items. We will say Three Folds and Visitor Center. Is there any more comments, board? Discussion before we open up to public comment? Is there any public comment? Whoa, everybody form a line. Let's be civilized here. Seeing no public comment, we will close that down. And Jen is looking for a motion from us. Her recommendation is the TBID board approve one of the new looks and format. I think we're reaching consensus on that. She's also looking to start the ad sales and production for 2017. So board, we're looking for let's break this down and keep this simple. We have two formats here as proposed by Jen. First question is, do we want her to look at a third one, or are we happy with these two choices, and are we in a place to vote on one of these two? Ready to vote? Okay. So we need a motion.
I'd like to make a motion that we direct Jennifer to continue with the design of the guide with Morro Bay placed on top and begin ad sales.
Well said. Do we have a second?
I second that.
Thank you, Maggie. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Go ahead.
Or no opposition and no abstentions. Motion.
How about changing the cost for the ad sales? Did you guys want to make a motion on that?
I would also like to add that the discounted rate be applicable for RV parks, campgrounds, and vacation rentals.
Yeah, let's just do a second.
Second motion by Charlie.
And don't change the rates.
Excuse me. You seem to indicate there was no advantage to changing rate. Okay. So we have a second motion by Charlie to give a discount rate to VRs and RVs. Do we have a second on his motion?
I second that.
Thank you, Maggie. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? And no abstentions. Second motion passes 4-0 for a discount rate for VRs and RVs. All right. Last item on the agenda, do we have any declaration of future items? We do have one we just came up with a moment ago. It's time to pursue a discussion on doing Three Folds in Visitor Center. Is it a threefold? Is that the best format? Is it the best use of our advertising dollars? There has to be good scientific metrics out there on the ROI for these kinds of things. So as a board, we're requesting to look at that for the next meeting. That's one. And any other future items? Taylor.
Okay, my future item, maybe it doesn't need to be a future item, but I'll put it out there. I had some discussions with some citizens of Morro Bay about the relationship of marketing, tourism, and the otter population of Morro Bay. And specifically, the item that was brought up to me is that I guess Morro Bay, as a city and council, are not supporting the Otter Day or something to do with the otter. And it raised a lot of flags with me because it seems to me that half of the pictures I see promoting tourism in Morro Bay is the otter. So we should be be the champion of the otter and supporting it in every way. So more of a question as far as tourism goes, is there an issue with the fishing, the harbor department, the fishing industry, and the marketing of the otter, or what is this that I keep on getting these emails about?
We actually do support it pretty strongly. Are we allowed to talk about this because it's not a motion item, or?
That's my question. Is this a future agenda item you want to discuss, Taylor?
Does it need to be? I don't know.
We've talked about it before because it was our big signage. Remember we had our signage down at Otterby.
I do keep on getting emails about it from the same person, and I don't think she's going to go away. So, and I don't think she should either, because
yeah.
I do believe.
Invite her to a meeting.
Well, she has been, and I'm a big supporter of what she's saying on this, and I totally agree. Like, why wouldn't the city of Morro Bay get behind the Otter? I mean, that's a no-brainer. So if that's something that I need to go, I mean, I'm ready to get on the floor and argue about it. I love arguing. But my question is the city of Morro Bay holding back in marketing the auditor or something? Or what's this day about, like, not supporting the Otter Day? Or I don't, is there an Otter Day? What is this that I'm hearing about? Does anybody know?
So,
I didn't need
do
to
you want an agenda item, or are we just talking right now? We just wrapping here?
Well, if you were to say, yes, Taylor, the city council is not supporting us getting behind the Otter, I'd be like, well, that's really bad for marketing and tourism. We should talk about that.
It's not, yeah.
Okay. Then I don't have it. We don't need to do that. But I'm going to talk to her and tell her that. And then if she disagrees, then I'll be back about this.
Okay. I support the otters. Love them. They're so cute. Out there floating.
Yeah, they need to breed more.
Yeah. I don't need to see that. That's weird. Maggie, do you have any future items?
Yes. And again, I want to make sure this is appropriate. Is that being fairly new to the board, what I feel missing is kind of an overall philosophy of what our strategy, you know, most of us, a lot of us are fairly new to the board, and what our strategy is going forward. Like, what I've experienced so far is, you know, voting on supporting the different events that come. And I know a lot of our budget goes to the marketing, and I'm seeing really good results, and that looks great. And I know we just changed over our marketing organization, so I think we're on a very positive stroke. Straight away there, but I wondered if it was appropriate as a future agenda item for us to have an open discussion about, are there other totally different things we could be doing other than just voting on supporting events? And is there anything, you know, our goal is to get people to stay longer, and events are a component of that. Certainly marketing is a component of that, but is there anything else we could support with our dollars that would, you know, are to encourage investors to come in or encourage people to come in and put in new businesses that attract people and make people and fund things that want to do. I don't know if this is an appropriate topic for the T-bid in a public forum, but I personally find that kind of, I would like to have that discussion in some format.
What I'm hearing, Maggie, is a strategic plan, a multi-year distilled down to a annual, quarterly, and a monthly basis on how to go from where we are to an objective that we forecasted far down the line.
Right, right. And I think under Jennifer's leadership, we're making great strides, sincerely. And I think that's good, but I think we always have to be looking outside the box.
This is a great discussion, Maggie.
So I don't know if it's an appropriate thing. Do you do a subcommittee on that, or do you have it as a public forum? But that's just what I would like to see at some point.
Taylor, add to her thoughts.
I have a question, Meg. So what I was hearing was there was a bit of a focus on what you were saying on, like, our events. And I think that you've brought that up before, and I know we've been talking about that a lot. And I think I've even spoke a little bit to Connie about it as he came in. I agree that, like, if we're going to be putting stuff into events, I mean, us having found, you know, really solid events spread out through the year is really important. And I'm not afraid of saying that to me, the Harbor Festival is nothing compared to what it used to be. And that's sad. And the Morro Bay Boat Parade, if we're going to get behind it, we need to get behind it. It needs to be great. And us losing the Morro Bay Oyster Festival was a huge loss to me. It's in the Avila now. I mean, they're adding more days. It's sad that we don't have that. So, I mean, if we need to get behind a philosophy to create a structure of solid, big events in Morro Bay, we need to get on that. And Maggie's totally right.
And then that leads to, as a board, is that are we creating a sub-BID for events? This is a big discussion, which I'm glad you're bringing up. Jen?
So let me just bring up a couple things to you guys. So Maggie, there was a marketing plan that was put into place before I came, which is what we're currently working on, just so you're aware. And there, we have made some changes in that, but that is published. I'd be glad to get you a copy of that if you don't have that. So I will make sure you get a copy of that. I was unaware that you did not have that. It's okay. So going forward for me, I'm with all of you. I want this to grow, and I have just my head's exploding with things that we need to do and how we change that. I have a subcommittee that I have set up that's going to be a little brain trust, and we're going to meet twice in February to kind of solidify on a marketing standpoint where we can move Morro Bay to, and then I'll come and present to you guys all that. And Charlie's in that group as well. And it's a wide range of people that in rec and hoteliers, all different people. I try to really have a variety of people and not ask you guys, because it's too overwhelming to ask you to get on all these committees. It's just too much. So I'm totally with you, and it's coming. So I wouldn't put on the agenda yet. I would wait, because you'll see it on the agenda for me probably in March.
Okay. Is it a strategic plan or just a marketing plan?
Marketing plan. It's
light. But it's not really a five-year vision on where things going, how we're going to get there.
No.
It may be premature to put it on an item now, but it does feel like, as an organization, if we want to start having discussion about switching over to a 94 Act, other things like that, these are things we need to keep in mind.
If you do a retreat, would it have to be public? invite the public to it, and they can come and join in on the discussion? That's not a bad thing.
No.
I'm just thinking that, you know, strategically we may want to sit down as a group and have a meeting that's not a board meeting. That would be a strategic.
Less structure and more ability to brainstorm.
And invite folks, like-minded folks, to come.
And that might be great to do after we have these two sessions.
Perfect.
Where we try to get a little more focus for all of you, so we're not wasting anybody's time.
Okay. And so would it be prudent then to put on a future agenda item then, the second one being discussion of a big picture five-year plan retreat, just kind of put that on there, just have let's break ground on that discussion rather than reacting.
Sure, of course.
Thank you, Maggie.
And I just want to say, Jennifer, you answered I'm very satisfied with that, to know that there is a committee that is of a mixed group of people looking at that, and I'll look forward to that feedback. That's great to hear.
Yeah, so I try not to tap into the same people for everything, because you guys would probably kill me.
All right. Are there any other future agenda items?
What's the status on us filling the table up here with board members? I mean, we're still kind of low on numbers, right?
We are low. We have a new member that will start in February, Akash Patel from Sea Air Inn. But we still have another open position. So anybody you can think of would love recommendations. So those are still open and available. We can still fill those spaces.
Thanks, Jen. So for all of those out there listening, we have seats available. Come here, speak your mind, be a voice of all your constituents, and help to direct tourism in Morro Bay. Are there any other future agenda items?
This isn't an agenda item, but I would like to invite everyone to the Inn at Morro Bay on February 15th for a Morro Bay Chamber, San Luis Obispo Chamber joint mixer. It is from 5 to 7. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have some surprises, some twists and turns, but good food, good drink, and good folks. So just an invitation to everyone to come to the Inn the day after February 14th, on the 15th, 5 to 7.
Excellent. Thank you, Charlie. I'll be there for sure. All right, seeing no further future agenda items, we will call this meeting adjourned. It is 10:29 a.m. and absolutely a record time.